That's a serious problem. It's prohibited. Halachic headband. It's going to come as they haven't seen a commercial yet, but they show it to them. Do a press about it. So, what? Rav Moshe says that shear is a tefach. Rav Moshe says that shear is a tefach. A tefach by a tefach, which means, Rav Moshe writes, you have to assume that the average hairline of a woman is approximately 2/12 of a cross. In other words, take a 2/5, but like this, it's approximately the width of the hair. And if that's the case, Rav Moshe, you're only allowed to leave out how much? A half a tefach up. It's 2 times the heavy with one. That's Rav Moshe's blue mask. Okay? Now I saw in the Kumin, the latest Kumin came out, I got it in the mail just 2 weeks ago. Kumin Yisrael has an article by Rav Henkin, that's the grandson of Yoshua Henkin, we spoke about at length earlier in the Zman, right? He was mentioned recently again in the studio in Jerusalem Post. So he said that he saw pictures of the rabbits in the Gedolei Hadar, and, well, the traditional pictures of them were telling you at all, we didn't talk about that. He saw pictures of those who cover their hair with a tefach much more than a tefach. How can that be? So he writes that covering the hair completely or within a tefach is what we call tafsi ludit, and tafsi ludit can be changed. So therefore, if a woman covers her hair as the majority of it, at least at a tefach or more than a tefach, it would not be a violation if that's the custom. And he throws in a line which I was specific about. He says, look, today, unfortunately, most people don't cover their hair at all. So the majority don't cover their hair at all. So therefore, if a woman covers her hair and leaves out more than a tefach, how can you say she's in violation? Most women leave that exposed. I'm not sure that you can count those people. In other words, I'm not going to write to count the people who don't cover their hair at all in the calculation of those who are leaving out more than the tefach.
Why? I don't know. As long as they're Shomer Shabbos, they should be done.
I'm not sure. But again, if you hold like the things that can say for your whole Shua, then Avada, you're right.
If you hold like
these, you're right. Maybe you're also right. If you hold like those who say that these are the rights of Mamish, how can you count them in the poll of those who are leading out the Tefach, and leading they only need to the rights at the same moment? But he said these things are the most, you can't count them. And therefore, the majority don't go at all because they have trouble. So you can say that even leading out more than the Tefach would not be about any stuff you did nowadays. That's the right to the woman you give. Not a bottle cap, but the roll for roll. I said the roll for roll. I think, I don't care what it is. In my opinion, the woman should wear a baseball cap, okay? So, but, that's right. So, what? The women, okay. Yes. I can't hear one more you said. No, I want you to know I have a cousin who was in the 50s, pre-history, okay? She got married, she had beautiful red hair, she cut off her hair, and she made a shape out of it. You could tell right away that it wasn't her hair that was her own, you know? I don't know why, I could tell the kids. Before my mitzvah, I could tell this was my cousin, and if she wore the shape from her own hand, it wasn't attached to her head. I could tell. So I'm in today. I think my wife can still tell, but I don't think I can tell. And the men have to be the determining factor, not the women. The men, and the women can tell them help. The men have to be able to tell. They're more than women in the shape. 3, 4. Yeah. Correct. You're right. I want to add a point. Yeah, what? Yeah. I passed it for all those who asked me to follow a Moshe. Whoever asked me to follow a Moshe. That means you can only leave a half a tefach up of her own hair, mine, the two tefach of course, the Kamatsura fellow, that's what he said. I think he's right. The Kumin is given. The Kamatsura is that the whole head is a haddock over here, a tickle, and then there's a little over the front and over the back. Well, less than 10 of a 10 of a both far. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I said, I'm telling you the power of Moshe. However, I'm a lavish Swiss. You know me after all these years. I'm the biggest, one of the biggest Malavish Swiss that is around here today. I'm a lavish Swiss on those women who wear even the hat where they leave out more than a tefillah. All right? But that's it. I would even proudly spend time trying to defend those women who don't come in here at all. Well, I would have said for Yeshua, I would have said for Bianca, for this. You have to try to just find a marker for what they're doing. Doesn't mean that we resort to what I always call the LCD of Allah. Lowest common denominator. It's the biggest school in the world. I say, okay, we'll just keep going down to the biggest school. I'm not advocating that. I'm trying to explain to you that, look, why must we kid ourselves? I don't want to, I try to be resistant. If I had to wager, I would say that we'll take the Talmidim of the Yeshiva, this Yeshiva. I'm not talking about Chaim Berlin, I'm not talking about Torah Vadak, no Lakewood. So this Yeshiva is a very interesting part of it. And take the parent body of all the students of this Yeshiva and find out what percentage of the mothers of the student body of the Yeshiva cover the hair. It would be a fairly low percentage. Now, I also am aware, let me restrict this somewhat. There's a significant percentage of parents in the Shiva, the school, the entire Shiva, where the parents are in some shock. Wonderful, that by Shiva, Baruch Hashem, it's amazing. It's an amazing phenomenon. So let's, for the moment, exclude that from the count, because as we said before, those who are not Shomer Shabbos, it's hard to count them in the majority, a minority, they're Rosh Hashulchan. But even within those who are Shomer Shabbos, it seems to me still that the percentage of those who cover their hair is still pretty low. I don't want to give a number, I don't want to embarrass them. Sure, it's higher than it was. And 20 is really higher than it is now. It keeps getting higher and higher and higher and higher. The Akshat Doris. When I was in the yeshiva, it was probably less than now. But, yes? Right? Rove Rosh Hashanah is a right. For a Moshe tries to explain. If Rove Rosh is enough, why can't it be enough? Why have to cover the whole thing? But Moshe is a very difficult time explaining. He says, it's a makom she'ena mesuyom, as opposed to the rest of the requirements, where a woman, let's say, has to cover her arm. She has to cover her arm to the elbow and not to the wrist. But the girl will say, no, I'll cover the forearm and expose the upper arm. It's the mistake, right? You say, you're crazy, lady. You can't get it. You can't do that. But over here, I'm righteous, you can do that. I'll cover the front, I'll cover the back, I'll cover the right, I'll cover the left. I go, wait. It's not Masuyam. It's not clear which part I have to cover. So Rav Moshe said, it's not clear which part to cover. The Rav said, the Nazi Yudis came along and said, cover everything, except for Tefa. That's Rav Moshe's analysis, which of course is, I always keep saying, why spend so much time on the analysis? It all depends on the Nazi Yudis. It could change. That's what we keep saying, that it can't change. That's what we see in Rashi, you can pass it. The Bible says so. I think in this thing, he's a lot of truth on those who cover over the Rosh. He's saying that, since the council don't cover at all, it's part of the Bathsheba, so then the Bathsheba doesn't have to cover at all, so therefore he's covering the majority. That's all she's okay, that's you, that's your okay. He suggests. I don't know. I haven't seen the whole literature. The whole literature, but it's not the literature. It can change, it can make things worse too. It can get better, it can get worse. Things can always change. I mean, in many places now, where the women who didn't come there, now they are coming there. Yes? Yeah. You can't do those long things down to the shoulder. That's not the no-no. I told you before that the course the Rambam. Against the Aruch HaShulchan. I must confess that the Rambam is against me. The Rambam is against me. The Rambam says that there is hirur when it comes to the woman's hair. He considers the hirur to the hair he wants to call the Lachusin. He writes so explicitly in Hilchot Tshuva be a parrot from Al Halacha Bay. Hold on. But the Rambam is the Shita, so if the Rambam holds Achat, according to him, all single girls have to all cover it. Well, I'm explaining, not like the Bach and the not like the Peshmur, the Pachokes, and the Mogan Avraham, all different Perushim. But if you take the Rambam Kipchuto, that all single girls have to cover the hair, because that is a Mokum hero. Because you can't see it anywhere. So therefore, the Vazem, Malcolm Hewitt, so therefore, it's going to hit the Ocho Shulchan be right. That's the irony. According to the Rambam, was the biggest mockery he was leaving a single girl to cover her hair. Then the Ocho Shulchan would be right. That was Mana Zedda, don't cover the hair. Would be no issue as far as Krishna was concerned. But since we don't follow the Rambam, we don't follow the Rambam. So therefore, because the Ocho Shulchan is wrong. I got to tell you, Uri gave me a few different Torah. Here I have a beautiful Torah. Rashi for Rambam, but in the Dat Moshe is written in something called Tfuno. The Taylor Tufts and Nun, that's we in Israel, Rabbi Kachis, the Negra. He says he doesn't understand. How is it possible? Where is it? There you go. How is it possible that as a Sfarish, the women today, and he puts it, Natsu Horas Imon, as the Pasuk, Al Titosh, because he doesn't understand. How can it be that the Sephardic women do not choose Torah Iman, that they no longer do what their mothers did, or what mothers over here mean probably grandmothers or great-great-great-great-grandmothers, where they would cover their hair even when they were single. He doesn't understand how nowadays this has been forgotten. One second. So I have defended it by saying the Rambam meant that it's only a lot about Yehudit. As such, it can change. Look what he writes. V'yesh v'hor v'zal v'nos eidus ha'mizrach shen nachu min ha'gim imo sehen midore doros karamba shalabato havi halikosin v'ruas rosh v'shuk easter midas Moshe. And he worked with an establishment of his thoughts, Moshe can never change. And I can't blame him, that's the Pasuk Shas. That Moshe is the right, his thoughts can never change. Of course, we have the possibility that know that maybe he can change. One of two ways is that Moshe does not really mean that the Eastern is the right, but rather that it's a minute hadith of the crow. It's a basic immediate week, that's the Jews, it's a minute which is not found the crow. In Rashi, where the nearest the crow is to be that Moshe, even though it's not an actual seed. Or, Yeshua says that even if it was an Issa Daraisa when it was customary, but became non-customary, it became non-Ultima Daraisa. So that would be the shot in the notes, Eglus HaMizra. How did it happen? You know, the world became modern, this and that. The first one that did it. He got in the patch from the local Orthodox rabbi. But you know, it was just overtaking many events. That's what happened. It's a very interesting aura. You want to look at it. The end of the aura number 12 in this piece. Yes.
So using here as a basis.
For the Rambam. Right.
So according to him, so there's going to be a point where he has to stop. That's true, because at a certain point, if you're here with a 65-year-old woman or something like that, it might not exist.
No. Even though according to the Rambam, in my opinion, it's an Easter of Shahira, same thing as the rest of the battle. You would not have been a 60-40-year-old woman to walk around naked in the street, would you?
No.
Okay, good. As long as you say that, so we're in the same seat. Yes, Steve. Yeah? Where do you get that from? Well, I told you before, Rav Moshe, quick and over your nigger car, you're done around the time? Igret Moshe, Evan Ezra, Caleb Aleph. I believe it's Simon Luke, Suyin. That's in the Sapphire, he doesn't be permissible. That's what he says. He doesn't discuss the food, but that's what I'm saying to myself. Anyway, here's what it comes out. Rabosha, question. If the Tzad Rambam is right, listen now, listen. That there is an interference when it comes to what? When it comes to Zeor, what about Talsa? Now we go back to the beginning. What about Talsa? Well, my first question was, Talsa was see-through. You wouldn't say see-through works in other parts of the body, so why should it work for the hair? How can it possibly work? The answer is, Menachem, that in all likelihood, Rambam holds that Talsa does not mean see-through. Not mean see-through. Oh, what is it? So apparently, apparently, the idea of Talsa, according to the Rambam, is a covering which was not sufficient based on the customs of then. And even though it covered the entire head, it was insufficient. How can that be? If it covers everything, how can it be a creature that covers everything? I saw two authors, I saw this today, from kind of completely different points of view. This man comes from B'nai Brak. You know what B'nai Brak stands for. And this Rav Henkin has come from a different place completely, from a different angle. It's at the same muscle. I couldn't believe it. It says a woman often wears with a, with his rug, it's like a bathrobe or a house coat. Covers everything. Covers from the wrist down to the ankle, everything. I thought he can. They both had to walk on the street, you know, to go to the main street in the house coat. Yeah. Okay, so every time we change, but they both right. That is all depends on the Menachem Mar. Even though it covers every last bit and it's not see-through, if that was not their custom, then it would be a violation of that view. Anyway, that's all. I want to go back to the beginning. Do you have any right to assume this group physical approach, which we've mentioned earlier in the name of the with Yaakov, the Enoch of the Prat, so when it says that it's a right, it doesn't mean the right. That sounds like a really, very brazen approach. So I saw the Ultra Apostle, Sim Chop Olive, Sim Cousin, Chop Dalit. If somebody says we find another place where it's found, Easter Yichud. The Gemara of the Zohar on the Zohar today says, Yichud is the Raisa. You know what Yichud is, right? Man and woman in the room together. The Rambam seems to say that Yichud is only the Rabbanim. Something about a remnant to Yichud. Most posts they claim that Yichud is the Rabbanim. So I can be the Rabbanim to us in the Gemara, Yichud is the Raisa. They say, no. And he says that the same way, the word the Raisa there means the remnant is the Raisa, the Yichud. So too, one could argue when it comes to the matter of covering your hair, although the expression derives from you, it may not really mean that it isn't derived. That's point number one. Point number two, that could be. Point number two, they quote some of the quotes of Shach. The Shach writes in Simon Chav Tesh, in Chosh Mishpat, of all places. So whenever it says the derisa, it means the derisa. There's no and, is, or but. It talks about a different context about if the person would write a star, he would give a star to the right, to the Rabbana. He would say the star is the right, and it works with the right. Hold on. Slow. So one of the posts said, you see the right must mean. I looked up the star. The star says that the right has to mean that it comes from the Torah, as opposed to coming from the Divine Leviathan. The star, you know, the Torah? You came from Mishnah?
Subjects of coverings for the face. Barry, how about one for yourself, Aaron?
Over here. It sounds like he's right. And he goes through a lengthy explanation by citing many, many sources to indicate this position. Now, let's explain it. Her head is covered with a mitaka, but her face is not covered with it. Covering the face, only in the street. And that's quite a kiddush. Quite a kiddush. But I think probably he's right. The Be'er Sheva says, you can't believe it, the Be'er Sheva says, probably means it's satna. Covering your head with a second level. I'm a mice, and now they don't do it anymore. But the answer is question. I said, it's not true. It's a good chance. It's coming again. Well, it seems to me that if it's a minig of the nation in her time and place, it would be considered a violation of a minig, which is not a minig, you know, much more serious than a minig. I would consider it be a violation of the Dindir Abana in that time and place. Not some minig, you know, it's nothing. Well, that's the question. If you consider that you can be violating the Yisrael rights, how can you count them? It's difficult to me to really consider them to be counted. I mean, but he, Rav Henkin, thinks it is. Okay, I don't know. It's very difficult to hard to give an answer. Yes. Oh, I guess. Yeah. Could be. Yes. Come. What about our own house? So here Rabotai, Rav Moshe has a whole show about it, similar to the test. He's in this house. Al-Pi Zohar, let's start from the beginning. Al-Pi Zohar, it's prohibited to go with the hair uncovered at home, even though there's nobody there. So Loro, Koros, Besa, Sara, Roshan. The Dr. Moshe, I know that. Marked by Kinshin. He has to adult and have children with his corn and gedolim. Okay. The Dr. Moshe, the Simon Chof Aleph, is on the farm of coming. Sid Chof Noah. No, you should need to know. No. Solid, okay, thank you. Oh no, it's cooked tetzva sometimes. Sorry. It's been a cooked tetzva of Sivkot Zal, it says the Rambo. Vilin nira devare afra beno at tala tur moda ladover. Dead, and it's put there in the house. Okay, cousin Neil Simchof Alef, they need to let us be a Georgia as after the shuk. Blomaka kamo teite. The promise, the tour says, if a woman goes in her home, with her hair uncovered at the tour, low tape. Low tape implies what? The what? No. Low tape needs not ground for the water. Good, but Russell. So not gonna be. No, all he meant was the made that could sneeze mia avi. She should isha lo tire peroa sara plow. I feel a bite. What should we see in the minds of the kimchis? So the Dr. Moshe is the biggest machmir and the biggest maker. He's the biggest machmir, he interprets the Torah to mean that you have to cover her hair in the house and there's nobody else there. He's the biggest maker and saying it's only from the Zohar. Well, it's from the Zohar, as I told you before, you're not supposed to know the Zohar. So, since you don't know the Zohar, so, actually, he doesn't really quote Zohar, he quotes the Gemara. The Gemara by kimchis, in other words, it's considered admirable. And this woman did it, and it was she got the reward of corn and gedolim. But if you want to have corn and gedolim, to die, you can cover your hair and have it all corn, even with no one else like that. You want to have corn and gedolim? You're a corn, you can have a corn and gedolim.
I can see corn and gedolim, I understand why it's
I can't, you can't. So.
Why is it admirable that you should not have the walls of your house see your hair?
I was afraid of my dragons. Yes. Wait a second. Slow. I'll me, again, I want to finish the shaytas before I come back. I'm in the middle of it. I didn't forget. I want to finish the shaytas first, because I was going in the order that I was following before. I mentioned to you before that there's a big discussion about shaytas. The Be'er Sheva asks shaytas. The Shilta Givorim is not the shaytas. The Ramah was the Shilta Givorim. The Bogan Avram defends the Ramah as usual, and says that the Be'er Sheva is off the wall. How can you argue the Shilta Givorim for the shaytas is Muslim? Why shouldn't it be Muslim? Well, the Be'er Sheva is the Shikasa. You look here at the page. The Be'er Sheva said that if you're Ramah, you have to wear two head covers. What do you see from that? The fact that you cover the head completely is not a guarantee that it's Muslim. The job is to wear one head covering made of cloth. Is this sufficient according to the Be'er Sheva sheet? They have to have two coverings. So too, if you wear a complete head covering made of hair, it's also insufficient according to the Be'er Sheva. That's also considered one thing. That's what the...
If I do two layer fuck, that would also be one level?
It's all together. It's all sewn together. That's what he says. That's what the Be'er Sheva says. Of course, according to those who disagree, there should be no problem. Many, many Achronim say it's mutter if it's tell it's a shetel, it's usher if you cannot tell that it is a shetel. You think of the chaser and shuk, I already explained to you. Because the Ramah says that you can say kriyas shma even though she's wearing a shetel. But yeah, because it's a chaser, it's mutter. The reason I gave you before, because it's the chassid, most people know that she's married, because it's only covered, technically speaking, the spirit law satisfied with existed in Russia in the 19th century. I'm not exactly sure what the Xera was, but two versions of the Xera was. One says that it was a Xera not to cover the hair. The government said you're not to cover the hair. Bizarre. Passion bizarre. Another place I thought that the Xera was, they shouldn't shave their head. I'm not sure how to figure out what's happening over there. They're playing the two different versions of what the Xera was. You bet. Right. I can't be crazy for other reasons, but she asked about it. Yeah. Pointed out yesterday, and one of the is what he could get over here, this article here, the Rabbi Yitzchaki, that the strong possibility exists that the special dispensation which is found at the beginning of the second parak, Yotza the Enuma Verosha Perua, means that even before that it was Usher, let's say Arusa was Usher. So that's what we told yesterday. Arusa was Usher. For 12 months he had the deeper hair covered, and they took it, they uncovered it in honor of the Slope, and then they put it, covered it back all over again. Why? Presumably because it was only back to Yudas before. The Heimamu, the Heimamu, the Heimnogu, the Heimnogu. There's no issue at all. They have a quoted opinion that the Nisa derives from the Matrid anyway, Kilachabaval Bailam. He correctly said that's ridiculous. It can't be a Matrid, we threw him the right to be Lachabaval Bailam. Sir, the passion is not Yudas only. She was rejected outright. For the same reason. Exactly. Now, the moment I'm wrong, I told you how to get braiding the hair. Braid the hair explains why people have to braid the hair and the man has to cover the hair. The box of shekel after the Mogan Avram. Hey, wait a second. So it says in the Mishnah, Yotzevi Numa, Marosha Wad, whom is unbraided? The Chavayim Shvet. How does he unbraid the hair on the occasion of the wedding? Back to the original kasha. So the answer he gives is no. either you can say that special hefet b'shas nesuah, or as the Adam Brianer says, they didn't ungrade the hair. No, the hair remained graded. What they did was they let it stick out down to the shoulders, but it was never ungraded. Could be. The Adam Brianer explains. I want to get back to some mentions earlier today. How did the mother of Rome begin? A Steven Shulchan in Ebenezer, because in Achas Nuya, and in our Chaim, he says that Nuya can read Krishna Kanegra. He has David's question. No, Sira. She can't go out even if she's a Nuya. But as far as the man is concerned, it's only going to be up to her if she is an Ashish Dish. That was mentioned already earlier. So they got a fast off, but I'm going to talk about Talia. If the way is to cover the shuk, and even the cluster would be considered an error. To answer your question, that's what the Yad Ephraim said. Could be that the Yad Ephraim is going with the Indian of what we call Hiru. But if not, then maybe not. If it's not Mishum Hiru, then you can argue that a single woman has to cover her hair only in the street, not in the house. So that's Shurai Karva who said. The Krishna's Mutter, and the shuk would be also. Then if that'll be the case, then even Kalsas, Menachem, your question, Kalsas of the Babaya should be mutter upon it is. That's not based on mutter, it's not based upon Hiru. I told you, I'm not exactly sure. Could be that, in fact, Mutter's opinion should be really, really mutter. Could be. Now, I want to analyze your question. What about a woman who's covered the hair could ask her to be? What about in the privacy of the home? We already saw that the Dr. Roshi said he did it to Gemara's mother, only I'll be near the Zayah of the Kipkis, it's for the Haran. Rashi tells in the Ran say, Lo enach the bat of Ramavira. Yoshevet tachas bailo, that she can know they can do what? What can they do? They can go in the hair uncovered in the house, presumably in presence of the members of the family, direct blood relative. Whereas the Bach says you may not. I gave you the four examples. Son. it back. I don't know. Could be the back, but ask the women and ask the sisters and brothers and the husband. I don't know. The Anche Beish, members of the household. We assume if those who disagree with the back say no, she may uncover her hair as long as only the blood relatives are women. Yes? I don't need it. He holds the Nisr of Das Yehuda. Ida Gemara. Ida Gemara, then up in the Gemara. How the Bach learned the Gemara? When she works. Gemara says, it can, or enough to Bach, the Rama Vinu, the Yosheva Tachas Bailo. Well, he came up in the street, I believe. Yeah.
Gemara was saying that
No, most folks don't like the Bach. Bach is a minority view. Oh, that's the question. How did the Bach learn the Gemara? The Bach thinks the Torah says so. The Torah does seem to say so. Dr. Moshe, the Torah only meant the Mishnah Kimchis. But the part, are we doing the Torah? The Torah says like this. The Torah says, Eid of that Yehudis. Yotah Perosha Perua. Afilein Perua Lagarmi Ela Kalsa Perosha. Keva She'ena Mephusa Betiv Tete. Because of the Rambam. Afal Pisha Mephusa Betachas. Keva She'ena Lea Rezitzkal Nasha Tete Lo Tzuba. Without Yotah Bos Kemba Shisha Rabin. Oh, Mavi Ama Fulish. Oh, the Chodesh Rabin Bokibo. It's like a Mavi Ama Fulish. What is it? I was a lovely Shane of a foolish. Right? It's a dead end street. So Father Shane Rabin Bokimbo. Lo Tate. He doesn't say mutter. He says what? Lo Tate. Now we know that Mavli Shane Mefulash, we know is the passage is author Kuro. So by equating that with a chutzah, which means the privacy of our own yard, their own house, presumably, is that everything is equal to us, there should be us to go with a hair completely uncovered. I'll read it to you. Mashma, I'm reading it from the Bach. That in Eina Mechutzah in the Tachas of the Pru of the Gamel Beres Haldati. And even the chutzah could be the Torah's master as us, and maybe even the Rambam's master as us. I did tomorrow. But the Bach is the hard to talk to tomorrow. Bella Bachotzer, Kaelin Akabata Ramavino. Haki Perusha. The Eve Bachotzer, Ka'amag, the Kalsa, Engba, Mishum Priyas Rosh. Of Shiti. Where Kalsa? Bachotzer, Abana. Luisha Hadiyoka Mashmina. Eve the Kalsa Bachotzer. Lav, Dover Hadanu. Loinak, the Bach, Lav Ramavino. The Kulin Ochot Bachotzer, Ben Hupusin, and the Tachas Arosha Belaridi. I'm going to chat in the Gemara. Huh? He has a great. What's in the Gemara? Says, I'll finish it for a rush. Where? If the shuk, that's you. Hell of a chaser. What do you mean by chaser? We tell you the chaser that kalsa is okay? Pshita. Because otherwise, get a word. Because otherwise, not pshita that kalsa is not needed. No, if a carrot pshita is needed, if you say you need it, it's a pshita that it suffices. Because otherwise, if the minute goes to wear cows in the house, so then those who would demand more than that would all have to go out without a tzuba. That's a big ray in the Gemara. It can't turn them upside down. But we read the Gemara, it's what. Will you see the Gemara inside? There's two ways to read the Gemara. Look inside. Two ways to read it. We read it was hell of a prophet. What? The cause is okay. Spent the Gemara and came. If that's true, Lord asked about the Ramavina because no one has a cause in the house. That's how the Rashi quotes in the Ran. Where? Hell of a prophet is quotes. I'm feeling below cause and I'm in the Mishnah Kriya Trosh. She's low below and asked about. That's how quotes. And the Bach says no. The Bach said, Ella, but there, what? Kalsa, but there, there's no Kuarosh. What's the end with one thing, then we'll stop. We'll do that tomorrow. Yes? So. Someone, a certain world held hold that a woman is permitted to keep her hair uncovered in the house no matter who walks in. No matter who walks in. No matter who walks in. And it's certainly against the preacher. I thought the pastor was against Rashi. I mentioned before that Rashi said that she did not bear when she exposed the hair to the boil before the beard. So that was already an issue, even though presumably it may have taken place in their home. This is your house, this has no one else around. That's the possible difference. So the preacher that I asked you to look at is follows. Listen carefully. It's an appreciated hour. Yes, it's all our banal. Point to the base of it. The cost of location, the master location, the battle of the civil. I'm a bishop, double shame, a husband. I have a cut, I feel a poor rush, mom is less than ball. The mother shall have a foolish be a child for less than but to look up and see the Rashi Duran. Yes, the Yashi Bedokach says the Grisha. The Loma. The heart of Mutter Hainuk she ain't some ish. When did she go there and cover the Hatsky when there's no one in the house? The mother of a foolish tape say, half a fish ain't some ish. Came with the rabbit street on the floor. She goes into the dead end street. There's nobody around. Still take the fish to come anymore. Not so long. But there. Afilu yesh sham ish be'asur lechatzila. In her own private house, there are people there. It's asur lechatzila. Miu lo teite avur zeh. It can't turn them upside down. But we read the Gemara. Will you see the Gemara inside? There are two ways to read the Gemara. Look inside. Two ways to read it. We read it was Ela be'asur. What? The cost is okay. Can't think of our okay, if that's true. Lord asked about the Ramavina, there's no way the cost is in the house. That's how the Rashi coaches in Iran, where Bella Bacos is coaches, I feel the below cost, and I'm in the Mishan Kriya Kroch. She had local and asked the Bach. That's how coaches are. And the Bach says no. The Bach said, Ella Bacos there, what? Cost of Bacos there. There's no Rosh, what's Shita? But otherwise, it's not the Bash. It's a missing word. It's
missing a dollar.
Okay, that's how the Bachram shot. That's how the Bachram shot? Oh. So I want to end with one thing, then we'll stop. We'll do that tomorrow. Yes? So. Someone, a certain world held hold that a woman is permitted to keep her hair uncovered in the house no matter who walks in. No matter who walks in. No matter who walks in. Come on. Tente. Lo tente means presumably not know very well that. Sounds like it. But it's not just stop up start kimchi, it's a real din. That's the impression you get from the we'd love to stop here since tomorrow we have to finish in the morning. See you. Oh, that's a really
awesome.
I can't tell you all the other problems of an all the entire studio. I also want to speak about the Joel Samagulo story, the Sina Dasy Hudin. I'll talk a little bit about the parsa perhaps in the context of a little of a Buddhist rule. So far as not. All this thing I'll try to do. Well, you have no class today, so you know, I guess it's a 4 minutes. If you take with any time until 8 o'clock tonight, no, I will hope to finish the regular time. Okay. Rabotai, let's go to the Gemara of I and Bay. The Gemara seems to indicate, we already spoke at length about the question of Das Moshe and Das Yehudit. There are many Rishonim who say that if a woman goes with her hair uncovered, she's three that the Mitzvah Doraita. And there are many who seem to say there's no Mitzvah Doraita. Rather, it's Das Yudis, the Tzur, we mentioned, seems to indicate that it's a Das Yudis, not a Das Moshe. Even the Rabbi says Das Moshe may mean something about the Rabbanon. In her own private house, there are people there. It's also the Chatzila. Miu lo teise avur zeh. That's what the Torah means. That in that case, where a woman is married, uncovered there in the privacy of a home, with all her friends and neighbors, male and female, or male, or male in the house, that would be a prohibition. But with these lo teise, so writes the future. He clearly also tells us. Of course, we've been discussed. Can this change as well? That's the question. Can this change? Maybe this rabbi held, like Rav Henkin in a sense, that since most of us don't cover the hair at all. So therefore, that, you, and assuming you follow those women, it's a calculated one thing that was what the Das Yudis do. So therefore, they go around, of course, without any head covering the town as well with the street. So therefore, Das Yudis should not apply anymore in the privacy of your home. Because most of them don't cover the air in the home. And that's most never fly in the home. And then they don't cover the air in the home at all. That has the last bit of this. She would get it. That's what he made to say. Because at least the difference was fine when most of them did cover the air in the street. But then the doctor who is, of course, wasn't covering them in the house. But I don't know. They get the impression over here that it's not even that Judas. Because Obera had that Judas in case they were looked super. So he's saying that in the cost of Edith, if someone else is not as a valet for that Judas, it's also anyway the Chatzila. Women the Chatzila. Kimchiz. Kimchiz is the land of Kimchiz. But I'm not telling them the preachers is different. There's three levels. Why not ask Moshe? So we gave our answers. People know she is. It's mostly a semi-private, not an area. What about Kalsa? What about Kalsa Bimavoi? Pasha Tzat Negamoda. It's Mutter. Mutter. Pasha Tzat. However, if you look at the Bach, in the Kufka Zvavi claim, there's a Moshe Natur, but it's also Osir. The Moshe Mefarish, but it's not a violation of Das Yudis. This is the Bach of what is interesting halacha. That there could be a category which is Osir, if it's not proper, even though it's not a violation of Das Yudis. So it's not everything which is improper is an absolute violation of Das Yudis. So the Bach suggests in Kufka Zvavi, but the Rosh Kalsa of the Bobby is prohibited. But low taste, you should not do this. That's how the Bach says, even the Dark Emotion seems to agree, and even the Vesey also seems to say this way, Ptat Lash Natur. No. Not at the right, you think? Well, if it's bad, it's prohibited. The extra step which someone's taking is that it's always out due to this, it can change with time. And therefore, if in my community no one suffers the hair, so then there's no prohibition whatsoever. That's the extra step which someone's taking. The first step is the hardest step. The second step is not so hard, but the first step is hard. If it's a dinner or isa the right, then you can't even begin. Okay, what about the pressure? The Rashi, Kos, and the Ran, all over Sat, the Gemara, that means that it's mutter to go in a chaser without a head covered at all. The preacher, we saw yesterday, says that she's in the privacy of a chaser, but there's someone there, a stranger, someone who's not in the Bnei Beisa, then halacha would be usur. Even because in the privacy of a home, but low taste. Not considered over for that reason. It's a separate issue. Again, at the end of the year, we raise the question, what kind of din is this? The preacher suggests that as a possibility. No. This is what the preacher says. Yeah? No. Right, that's why it's not that much, I explain. Hey, it's not even that Jewish.
That's not even
that
Jewish.
That
maybe it's
done
with the...
Could be. Could be. She would suggest that since everyone knows that she's married, it's a balabosa, but it wouldn't even be a violation of that Jewish, but still, it's a different kind of a lack of sneer, which is not characterized as that Jewish. Possible. Yes. What about B'nai Beisa? A neighbor. A relative. The only relative I mentioned yesterday who I think I consider B'nai Beisa. Male relative, of course, female, they don't problem the flower, but the males of B'nai Beisa are those who are blood relatives, which means her father, father lived there, I think it's still okay, her son, her brother, her uncle, her cousin, you know, cousin, because they're married, but I have to be careful before you go with that category. I would limit it to the father, the brother, and the son. Beyond that, grandfather, of course, But I, once you go past that, I have to think about it, I'm not sure. It certainly would not include father-in-law, brother-in-law, only the in-law stuff. That's absolutely to get the top of her head. Okay, that's the priesthood. But when she's by herself, or with other members of the family, according to the Pasuk in the Gemara, Rashi told from the Ran, that's the Gemara, to go without her hair covered in the home. The Rav Moshe says that the favorite that she did, well, we want to be mocked more than that, both the oath, the kimchit, and the kimchit, but he can't make a din out of it. Very important. No. Not a direct, you think? Well, if it's not, it's prohibited, which is the extra step is going to take, and it's only that due to this, it can change with time. And therefore, in my community, no one covers the hair, so then there's no more prohibition whatsoever. That's the extra step of some effect. The first step is the hardest step. The second step is not so hard, but the first step is hard. If it's a din or isa deraisa, then you can't even begin. Okay, what about the pasuk? The Rashi, Tosin, the Ran, all of them, the Gemara, Ella, the pasuk, Cain, the Inasa, Bas, La Rama, Vino, Yosemite, Tavakaila, that means that it's mutter to grow in a pasuk. Without a head covered at all. The preacher, we saw yesterday, said that she's in the privacy of a cluster, but there's someone there, a stranger, someone who's not me, B'nai Beisa, then our love would be usher, even the cluster in the privacy of a home, but low taster. Not considered over, so that's it's a separate issue. Again, at the end of the year, we raise the question, what kind of din is this? The preacher suggests that as a possibility. No, this is what the preacher says. Yeah? No, that's what it says. According to the pastor, even if it's in a mowoy, it's enough to have kalsa for the kind of the hair netting, right? Even that would be enough. Even in the mavoi, which is semi-private, have a homer in the house, that should be enough. But ahlpk, although even though it's enough, according to the strict halacha, there's those who are machmir, to cover they usually would cover it more thoroughly than kind of a netting. But maybe they could be a little more makeable in terms of even, no machmir, even with pepach, so careful. They have to be so careful to the strict halacha. Yeah. Depends, do you see? In Kalka itself, when we say that, what are all these things about? I didn't ask you to write it this way. I didn't write it this way. It was nothing. You took it, okay, good. It would not include father-in-law, brother-in-law, only the in-law stuff. That's absolutely to get the top of her head. Okay, that's the preacher. But when she's by herself, or with other members of the family, according to the Pasuk in the Gemara, Rashi told from the Ran, that's the Gemara, to go without her hair covered in the home. The Rav Moshe says for the favorite that she did, well, we want to be mocked more than that, both the oath, the kimchit, and the kimchit. But he can't make a din out of it. Very important. There's someone that I don't. Rabbi, the if I cover my hair, it's going to be covered over time, it's going to lose its, I don't know what characteristic that is, it's balanced, it is, who knows what, body, nothing, I don't know what they want to say. But I tell the woman, okay, I'm not going to cover you all the time. So if you come home, just lock the door so no one can come in, and you can blow the shade of your face outside. And you can take off your hat or shade or people and then go right. And then if people come into the house, you don't have to just do the members of the house, or just do that way. So you say, 1 second, please. And you have a kind of a hat or a purchase near the door, near the front door. You hang on a peg somewhere in the front closet. You can reach for it, put it on, take 5 seconds, and then open the door. That's all. Head the number. See where it is. Well, look at it through. But if she stayed in the mother for a long time, house it wouldn't work. If it wouldn't work for the mother, maybe it wouldn't work in front of her either. Yes? Good question. Is there an Easter of going with the hair exposed in the presence of a ghost? Excellent question. So, in my opinion, you have to cover the hair. But the nature of the Easter of covering is not just because of a little naive hair on the person who's looking at the hair. But I just saw a meeting we learned there in the yeshiva. His name is Rabbi Roy. He's now a professor in Emory University in Atlanta. He was studying me a an article he wrote about this Indian, and he quoted it to somebody. I have trouble believing it. He quoted it to something called Yashiv Moshe. I thought Yashiv Moshe was a little Yashiv stuff. I think the other part of the story, I don't say where it is. Should Yashiv Moshe sell there? The Mutz of the Eastern and Sewell, the Gala, the Sub, and Mav Moshe, it's Rak Zoyin. I have trouble believing it. But he writes it. And he quotes the quotation. Asura, let me tell you where that. Asura, Isha, the Gala, style of say Yehudi, Mishum Isha, Isha, Ish. She makes Shiva of the Isuri, the Sakhul, some of the other Papalis. Even if they either, Shmada, the Kol Devara, Yahara. That's unbelievable. According to what we said yesterday, there is no Isha of Hira. You can't quote the Ramam Shita. If you're always looking for a familiar to tell you. Oh, he says, Mishum Isha, 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 Sheyesh, Shia, Valeria, Snua, Bishnei, Bnei, Adam. Look at it. The East is there, Shalem, and the old food shabbat came to me, Shechon Arab Shalem, this day. And he said another Yiddish, I can't believe. He says, Shnei Yisturim, Enam Kalam, Bumabo, Shech, Lak Zoyim. I don't understand. I had to fight about this. I had a moment of battle in the local war. They had ladies hours for swimming, and they wanted to put up a male lifeguard. So I fought very hard against having the male lifeguard. Even if he'd be a ghost. I see, according to what, again, I don't want to take another yashiv, I don't know what to wear. Why? Fear for whom? For the ghost? For the ferry.
A different type of everybody. A serious area of everybody.
And then he says, Rubber the other. Even that thing only falls in front of Jews, not in front of God. I don't have the source. You're going to look it up for me. I know Yashim on, I think it's of a Yashim. But I can't buy it. I just can't buy it. But I must tell you that if you look on the page, it's closed. Yeah. Oh, that's the deal. He said that fear doesn't apply when I'm dying. I couldn't tell you that. I don't know. He's talking about hair. What's the matter with me? I have a money show. Yeah. I thought. That's why he has to cheer. I'll see it. Why not? No, the world is going to be totally different. The halacha is the fire of a woman who's married to cover her hair. He suggested a reason. Maybe it should be identified with a duty as a married woman. One apple or two apples, and that's my right? So that's what we suggested. Why should she be identifiable clearly as a married woman? We shouldn't work with her, Too bad, they want to have to married, they have to get married sometime, right? So even in a problem, I don't mean to believe in a negative, not to show them, not to believe them. I mean in the most positive, holy sense, right? Yes. I want you to know, the Mana Gemara and Mana Torah, the Goya also would know. But even Goya's women were married some of the hair. No, of course. It's one of the questions that have been only the girls who marry the cover of the head. The women, if you don't with the board, it's to pull off the head cover. It's one of the head. They're not giving it. You pull off the head cover, not that indicated with the board. It's a very different story. I still think that women should cover even the presence of a girl too. I got the answer with the Yosh and Moshe. I don't know. I think it's never Yosh. That's right. That's an elephant board. Okay, we're welcoming all Gaisha authors. Every single person in the office is gone. So she gets there with a hat. You know, especially the winter, a lot of people wear hats, right? And then she can just take off her head covering and you need to garage here. In the office, you probably have the 30 people office to wear with all the guys. That's right. Well, you don't take it to New Hampshire. And there's no other Jews there. Wherever you go. And then all the guys. According to what I read here, I double checked the source. I think there's no fear of anything against the cloud. I don't know. I don't know. I can't believe it. Yeah? So good. You better cover your hair. You better wear a triangle. Yeah? Yeah? According to what I read. It's not the final word. Even in the only matters I planned probably on June 1st before we start the show, but I can give you updates. Based on, I don't have all the sources here today, but I just figured he is drunk. So there'll be probably some updates before we get to it. Don't stop me. Any quote is quoted as president. That's a clue. Yeah, I thought I'd finish today, but I don't have anything. I was looking for a certain spot which Uri can't find in the library. They just don't have it in the library. I don't know what I found, but I don't know what it was looking at. So, it'll be you. The things that, yes, ago. Oh, yeah? That's different, no problem. Why isn't anyone making that way? Yeah, it sounds like a swimming pool. Sounds like a mixture. No, only women. I mean, not, when you spoke about it, it's not that ideally I'm around that way, but besides, you know, someone's looking. Okay, grab both sides. So, Bechote, again, according to Rashi, Tosfos and the Ran, there was no prohibition with Me'anshei Beisa. When others are there, you could argue with Daf Yehudis, or according to the preacher, it says Easter, but not as far as Daf Yehudis. And there are those who say that it's mutter completely. That if you're in the privacy of your home, there's no fear to cover your head, even if others have walked in. I can't buy that either. There are those who say. Okay. Question shot in the Gemara? You look in the sheet of the Kuvetta. You have a sheet of the Kuvetta?
It doesn't say buy it, it's a cluster.
Sheet of the Kuvetta explains clearly what's happening over here. The Kuvetta says the reason why these distinctions are not halacha l'moshe nisina days. A chutzah, a mavoy, a shuk. The basis for it. What is the basis? No. Here we go. Sheet of the Kuvetta says, no. Yeah. Oh, here it is. There it is. He says, why did it mutter to go? Rabbi said, the response is, why did it mutter to go without your hair covered? Why? Tevon she'ein shom roin, says the response. There's no one there looking. That's the reason. He didn't see through what the finish is. But mutter, because no one is looking. We don't want to see, exactly. Step it up and buy it. It's okay. Is it often a ritual? Rabosa, I have said of the most, how can I say it? The difficult shita of all to fulfill is the shita which is again attributed to the store, based upon the Bach interpretation of the store, based upon the Yerushalmi, and based upon, only so I can show you inside, the Shilte Dibor. Please turn the Shilte Dibor. It's on the Mahama Kabbalah. We already discussed it from the perspective of being an Issa Torah, the Shilte. Now we turn the Shilte Dibor from the perspective on Sutta. What is our love of Sutta? Until now we've established with Rashi Tosfos and the Ran that for Sutta, anything goes. Right? That means no one is around, seven members of the household, you need not cover her hair at all. Shilte Gibor does not seem to agree. I'm a couple. I'm a base and a base in our prince. The last three lines. How do we left off? You recall, we read the lesson Riyaz in 6 days. We read one line, the Lohoitza Talsa Rosh HaRezu Asurim and Atoa, she never far across the Egypt. It says, also with our eyes, I told about the Shosh for the 8th and the 3rd of that's the street. Then he is. Vafilu b'chater osur lotes v'lo talsa rosha. The copy she just commented out of the show. Even in a chater, you may not go out without at least a talsa. We started to do that. He said it right over here. He should say this. Hold on a second. Hold on one second. So is it against the Beferish of Babli? Because the Babli says, you just read it. What do you mean? Ela b'chotim kein lo inach the bas tavom avinu yoshev esam as vayla. It's probably not the brewer. It's not that ideally I'm not that way, but besides, they don't look very well, you know, someone's looking. Okay, Rabbi Elfai. So b'chotim, again, according to Rashi, Tosfos and the Ran, there was no prohibition with Me'anshei Beisa. When others are there, you could argue with Dr. Yehudit, or part of the preacher of the Easter, the Nazi Torah of Dr. Yehudit. And there are those who say that it's mutter completely. That if you're in the privacy of your home, there's no key to cover your head, even if others have walked in. I can't find that either. Okay. Question shot in the Gemara? Look at the sheet of the Kuvetta. You have a sheet of the Kuvetta? The sheet of the Kuvetta explains clearly what's happening over here. The sheet of the Kuvetta says the reason why these distinctions are not halacha la moshe v'sina days. A chotzer, a mavoy, a shuk. It's the basis for it. What is the basis? Here we go. She's in the Kubeta, says, like no. Yeah. Here it is. Oh, here it is. Perish. He said, why did it mutter to go? Rabbi said, it was why did it mutter to go without your hair covered? Why? Kevon she'ain shom roin, says it was wrong. There's no one there is looking. That's the reason. The chiddush will see through what the chiddush is. But mutter because no one is looking. We don't want to see, exactly. Step it up and they are biased. It's okay. Is it often a ritual? But most I have said are the most, how can I say it? The difficult shita of all to fulfill is the shita which is again attributed to the Torah, based upon the Bach interpretation of the Torah, based upon the Yerushalmi, and based upon, only if I can show your side, the Shilta Dibo, with respect to, totally reveals that in the Chabad. But I think they're four Perushim. The minimalist is the Tai. It's not anything. You have to play on to if they are Perushim. Yeah, okay, but I also have a problem. What's up to a holiday? You know, some of my bonus days, but that's out. Base, the next chap, the tour says, there is some kind of an issue, but all of it is near to Sarah. He's a friend of the Kimchit. That's exactly most of the stuff. There's no really significant in it at all. Gimel, the tour is referring to what Haka Asin, Mika Radin, the Sneanche Besa, Kimchit, the one that's nothing, Shalom of Sneanche Besa. If the Ashe base is the serving of the end. But it's not about who is Chas Hashem. And the fourth and final shot, which is the back, I went in ascending order, that if a woman is over in her own house, with all members of the family, with her own covenant, it's a violation of Das Yehudis. Wow. That's the back. So we had what it was? Taz, Ramon, Beis Yosef, Bach. Before the Dole Lola was actually true inside, wow, different parish from what the Torah said. Okay? Fine. I love all the nice bit. I think that as far as others are concerned, when they come to the office to be back in front of other members of the household, I think they have a right to be made. The equal it is to be made, if she doesn't become a real member of the household or in the house, she wants to be back with her mouth. Always, that's where my choice is. You got to tell me the equal identity. Then you want to be mapped, you can map. You have such problems with women coming today, even in the street today. If you go look for Mochum, you know, well, that tells them. My daughter should do it. But let's settle for the equal identity. Okay? Okay. There is a problem which concerns me. I'm not sure I have a good answer. We pointed out that there were three dinners. Right? Shuk, Mavoy, Chavra. Right? Shuk is Perua that Moshe for the many. And Tav that Yehudis. Even Perua that Gami might be the only that Yehudis for the son. If it's the Mavoy, so Talta, Perua is that Yehudis. And Talta presumably is Mursa, or the Tav for the Torah that is also. But there, what the Pasha said is had the Gama, he was Perua, and the Baal said no, it's a violation of Das Yehudis, and the Chosen says it's a violation not of Das Yehudis. If others are there, then it's presumably also also either this is Das Yehudis, or like a priest, it's not Das Yehudis. Again, the different opinions in that. In the Shulchan Aruch, which I hope you all have, I'd like you to show me this quite far enough distinction. Show it to me. Show it in the Shulchan Aruch called all these readers. Then Shulchan, then Mavoi, and then a Chavra, and Simon Kuk Tetzva. You see, in Chav Talach, you won't see anything. Chav Talach, all it says, if you discuss that amount of the Talmud, all the Shulchan Aruch from the Simon Chav Talach is one line. The famous one, of the last of the Nosh Yisrael, Pura Yisrael, Shushu, Achas, Nu, finish the sentence. Nu, Achas, Nu, Ya, Yachas, Yishu, Yishu, spent a lot of time with Chav Aleph and Beis, and that's all, that's it. All of it's Shuk, nothing more than that. I don't need it. What did I say? Where? Well, let's start a Shuk test vote. Well, hold on. Shuk test vote, $6, right? By the way, before you read the Shabbat, it says Beis, no mention made of covering the hair to far as that motion. One of the writers was yesterday that the Torah and the Machaber hold it's not that motion. Not that motion, maybe they hold it on only a level of that, maybe you're changeable. as we discussed about possibility yesterday. And even in the Rambam, we had that discussion just to see the quake to be related to this. Fine. A, do that do this. The minute Kriya should not go beyond Israel, the Bela Dvar, Ein Advar, Shemot, Tarech, Hagen, Ophel, Adat, Yudhi, Yosef, Vashuk, that's it now. Olamavoy, Mefulash, that's the Yisar, Mefulash. Oh, the Fuster, Sharab, and Bolkinbar, going to the Yisar, 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 the Rosh of Perua, the Ein Alea, Rezit, Yisar, 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 the violation of what? That's rude. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. A plain chaser where no one else walks through is not mentioned anywhere. And the Pashut Pshat for the reason is that there's no issue whatsoever. Right? The Mechaber holds that in your own privacy, you can go without the air covered at all. And that's why the Mechaber holds it's had to go. I the true host also the Pashkil, if you have the Chara Baal Beis Yosef, nope.